And we'll now call the board back. Next case, please.
Case number 9629, Penzi Supply, Inc., doing business as Tilcon, Delaware, North of Road 322, 1400 feet southwest of U.S. Route 13, a special use exception to renew an asphalt batching plant approval.
Wayne Ellingsworth, 107 Burton Street, Georgetown, Delaware.
Chris Warner, 311 Jefferson Woods Drive, Harrington, Delaware.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. For the record, my name is Jim Fuquay. I'm an attorney here in Georgetown, and I'm representing the applicant, Penzi Supply, who does business as Tilcon, Delaware. This is an application to renew a special use exception for an asphalt plant. The plant is located on 5 acres of land south of Georgetown. It's located just off of Route 113 near County Road 322. And I think the board is familiar with this operation and this location from some previous hearings that were held. This special exception was originally granted to Melvin Joseph in 1995. The 5 acres of the land and the asphalt plant were sold to Tilcon in 1997. This plant has been in operation since 1996. I'll just refer to and incorporate the board's files in case number 5663 and 7357, which were the original applications and the original renewal. What I intend to do tonight is to kind of summarize and update the board as to what's occurred since the last renewal in 2001. I did submit an exhibit book, which I assume you gentlemen have a copy of, and I'm going to be referring to that as I review this. The Exhibit A is a tax map just showing the location of the property and the 5 acres, which is located basically in the middle of a larger piece of land. The entrance to the location and the exit from the site to 113 comes in using County Road 323 to the internal road system. That was a condition of the original approval that the entrance would be from 113. As you come in, the road passes the northern end of the of Melvin Joseph's airstrip that was there and then goes over to this site. The asphalt plant area is basically surrounded by an existing use on the site, which was a borrow pit, which has basically been in operation for some time. Exhibit B of what is submitted in this exhibit book is the Board of Adjustment's original decision back in 1995 approving the special use exception. Exhibit C is the 2001 Board of Adjustment approval where this application was renewed for an additional 5-year period. Exhibit D is a copy of the board's decision in 1992, and that was a decision that determined and established that there was a non-conforming borrow pit existing on this larger site that I referred to, and that's the sand operation that continues to operate and, as I said, surrounds the Tilcon site. Now, the significance of that operation is that that use generates a considerable amount of activity and a considerable amount of truck traffic on this site, and as I said, that is established as a legal, valid, non-conforming borrow pit and storage operation. Exhibit E is the current DENREC permit to operate the asphalt plant on the site and the specifications of that permit and operation. Exhibit F is an annual burner inspection reports, which Tilcon has done to determine that the equipment is operating in the proper manner. Exhibit G is a fact sheet. Now, I'll just refer to that for to show. It kind of summarizes what's occurred between 2001 and now. Things have stayed fairly consistent with a small increase in 2005, And if you go right down the list there, you'll see that the total tons produced at this site have increased from 207,000 in 2001 to 257,000 in 2005. The months of operation have remained fairly consistent. The operating days per month, again, have remained fairly consistent. The hot mix loads leaving the site on average 39 to 45, and again, that's a slight increase, as is the aggregate coming into the site. But that's just for reference, some factual information regarding the use there. Exhibit H, this is a DENREC annual inspection notices for the last 2 years, showing that the operation is in compliance with the air permits that's issued by DENREC. And I just took the last 2 years. There's more detailed information here, which I'll submit for the record. I just didn't want to put too much information in the handout. Exhibit I is an opinion from Randall Handy. Randall Handy is a certified real estate appraiser here in Sussex County. And back in 2001, when the renewal application was done, he submitted a report that stated that based on the existing nature of the area and the existing uses in that area, that this asphalt plant would have no negative impact on the property values in that area. Mr. Handy did an updated inspection of the site and a reevaluation, and this is an updated letter report that was submitted. It's dated September 21st, 2006, and again, it does conclude that the asphalt plant does not have a negative influence on property values in the area. Exhibit J, this is just some information regarding TILCON, its community involvement, and certain achievement awards. I only submit this to basically show that TILCON is a responsible company that's involved in the communities where it operates, particularly here in Sussex County. And lastly, Exhibit K, these are letters in support from several companies, businesses here in Sussex County that depend on TILCON's operations basically for their business. This cites a need for this type of plant to service the developments that has occurred and is occurring in Sussex County, as you're well aware, and also that this location, being centrally located just south of Georgetown in Sussex County, makes it easily accessible to the entire county. In addition, there is a letter from DelDOT that does mention that on occasion when DelDOT has a road project in operation, sometimes they do require after-hour pour. It doesn't occur a lot, but once they start some of those road projects, particularly for public convenience, they do pour at night. And that's the only time that this plant would operate outside of the hours that were specified. And that, again, was something that was approved by the board. The standard for approving an extension of this asphalt plant is the same standard that you used for the original approval as well as the previous renewal of this permit. And that standard for a special exception is that the special exception will not substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring property owners. Now, the underlying facts of this application basically remain the same. It's been the same operation for 10 years. There's a need for asphalt product in Sussex County, particularly with the development that has been occurring. This site is centrally located for the entire county. This site is somewhat unique in that it is already subject to an industrial type of use that involves the stockpiling of material and the operation of large trucks. And that, of course, is the borrow pit in the storage area surrounding the site. All traffic from the plant, as I mentioned, does go to Route 113. As I said, this has been in operation for 10 years. It is licensed and inspected by DENREC, so it is a supervised type of operation. We did submit expert opinion that it does not have any negative effect on the values of neighboring or adjacent property owners. We believe that it is an appropriate use at an appropriate site. There is at least a precedent that the board has agreed with that in the past. And again, we think the history of how TILCON has operated the site supports its request for renewal. I will ask, I didn't introduce the gentleman that was sworn in, Wayne Ellingsworth and Chris Warner, both are employees of Tilcon. Chris Warner is the operations manager of their asphalt plants, and I would just ask them to confirm that everything I just said is true and correct. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Again, gentlemen, this is a request for renewal for 5 years. I would just suggest that the same conditions would be imposed on this as exist now, and I would also suggest to you that the same reasons as you determine for the prior renewal of this would be appropriate findings to support this decision tonight, which hopefully will be that it is renewed. I will submit the information I mentioned, and if anyone, I think, as I said, I think you're all familiar with this. There is a aerial map of the location of the plant, which again, I'll just submit for the record if you want to refer to that. And gentlemen, with that, that's everything I have to present, other than any questions you might have or the public might have regarding the application.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Piquet. Are there any questions from members of the board at this time?
No, sir.
Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay, hearing no further questions from the board. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, after 10 years of operation, I think it's safe to say that it doesn't substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Therefore, I make a motion we approve case number 9,629 for another 5 years.
Would I have a second to that motion?
With the conditions
that were originally imposed.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 9,629 for another 5 year period with the conditions that were already in place. Are there any other questions? Not all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.